We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jack O'Donnell is joining us live, managing partner of O'Donnell and Associates, political analyst, to kind of break down everything that we're seeing across the world of politics. Jack, thanks for being with us this morning. A lot to get to. I want to first, if we could, start with the mayoral race in Buffalo, because there's new news on that over the last 24 hours. The mayor, it appears like he will not be on the ballot in November, though there are still a few legal challenges to work out. I'm wondering at what point, even knowing the obvious advantages of having your name on the ballot, at what point do you kind of move on from the idea that we could get on the ballot and start focusing on, hey, let's remind everybody, educate people how to write in a name on the ballot if you want to vote for me for mayor?
Well, that's a good question, and I think we're probably getting close to that point for Mayor Brown's campaign. They definitely received some setbacks yesterday, but I think the federal court really just released the stay and did not rule on the merits, and so I think that's still sort of a big opening for the mayor and his campaign to try to get that that issue, you know, the federal lawsuit heard on its merits and try to do it soon.
So do you think that he still has a shot of trying to get on the ballot then?
In New York state election law and what we've seen over the last couple weeks, I think he absolutely still has a shot, but that window is closing.
It's going to be interesting to watch how that race plays out. What is, in your mind, the effective way to communicate your campaign if you're not on the ballot? What would a campaign like that look like if you were running it?
Well, I don't think it's that much different than another campaign, right? And instead of just asking people to vote for you, I think you need an additional contact, right, where you're spending some time educating them on how they vote. So you do the traditional identify your voters, right, with people going door to door, doing phone calls, you know, and then as you identify people who are supporting you, you do an additional follow-up, right, with a mail piece that says you can take this into the ballot. This is where you write it. This is what it looks like. And perhaps, you know, we've heard from the mayor's campaign about investing in stamps that they can give to supporters because that's legal to stamp the name. So I think they thought this through and have a pretty good idea of how to educate people if they need to do it.
All right. The battle over congressional redistricting has begun because of the 2020 census. You know, this discussion, it sounds like we're close to redrawing the lines, but are we really that close?
Well, we did see, you know, we saw earlier this week the maps released by the New York State Independent Redistricting Commission. These folks were set up 10 years ago while at the same time the Assembly and Senate rammed through some partisan lines. And they released these maps. But there's still, I don't know, something like 14 community hearings to get feedback on these maps. And then these commissions will release a second set of maps, you know, taking into account what they've heard. But the reality is, at the end of the day, the New York State Legislature can overrule this commission and draw their own maps. And so a lot of us expect that's what we'll see in January.
It's going to be kind of a contentious process, I would imagine, because somebody's going to get squeezed out here, right?
Well, redistricting is always very contentious, right, and has been for a couple hundred years. But what we see in New York now is we've got a Democratic governor who's expressed some willingness to support use the redistricting process to help the Democratic Party. And we've got very big Democratic majorities in the Assembly and the Senate. They both have over those two-thirds necessary to override these maps. So I think you'll hear a lot of yelling and concern from Republicans, but I think Democrats will be able to agree to stuff behind closed doors and pass things pretty quietly.
And how does Tom Reed's upcoming departure factor in here, in your opinion?
Well, I think that simplifies the map to some extent. I think it's very likely. I mean, look, at the numbers, New York State is going to lose one congressional district, and the numbers are that we're going to lose that district in upstate New York. So having a retirement, you know, someone who's not fighting to save his district and someone who's not, you know, screaming and yelling and doing some of those things, I think it makes it a little easier to sort of merge the southern tier into some other congressional districts. And look, that may not be the best thing for the southern tier, but that's likely to happen.
One more issue for you, and that is what we saw from the governor earlier this week. Another call for masks in childcare and daycare centers for kids as young as 2 years old. Now, this was something that was tried by the previous governor and almost immediately rescinded after the pushback from parents and daycare centers and many more. What do you think was going into this decision, and what might be the political ramification of trying something that was so unpopular yet again, just a few months later, from this governor? Because everything that she does is in some ways political and with an eye to that next election cycle.
Absolutely. I think some of the awareness of the variants has changed. I think some of the, you know, watching the numbers go up and looking to the fall. I mean, I think the stronger political calculation is that if the governor and New York State don't do anything, they're going to spend all the rest of the year just responding to and continuing to fight a crisis situation around COVID. And I think that is, you know, that would overshadow anything else, all the good things that the new governor wants to do and how she wants to move the state forward. And while I do think, you know, there's a lot of folks who are very opposed to those mandates, and they tend to be very loud and very clear, you know, we've seen increasingly in the polling that a lot of people increasingly are supporting those mandates, especially Democrats. And let's be honest here, you know, anyone running statewide in New York on the Democratic line, you know, needs to win a Democratic primary. And so I don't know that it's so much a political liability for her from that standpoint.
That's interesting to point out. You know, it's popular, and I think this way about a lot of the mandates that, you know, you do polling or you talk about something that's popular in the abstract, right? But then things change when they start to actually impact an individual. And when you start to get more and more widespread, or the further you put any certain mandate and it actually impacts more people, do you not risk maybe what once was a support over the idea of a mandate to then all of a sudden it's people talking about their children or someone they know, or maybe it's their workplace, and then things start to change? Is there a risk involved there?
Absolutely, right? It's much easier for someone sitting on the phone to say to a pollster, yes, that sounds like a good idea, versus being the one trying to get your four-year-old to wear a mask. And I have a four-year-old. So absolutely, that's a challenge. And I do think, you know, I think what we're seeing is the first big challenge that Governor Kathy Hochul has to face, right, is how do you respond to these growing numbers of infections? right? What do you do about that? It's increasingly a crisis of the unvaccinated, but it's affecting, you know, we're seeing some signs that it's affecting the economy. And so far, what we've seen from her is being really strong, coming down on the, you know, on the science and on the regulation. Whether that turns out to be popular or is an Achilles heel as she moves forward over the next 6 months, it's going to be very fun to watch.
It is. Jack, good to talk with you this morning. Thanks so much. Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell & Associates, managing partner, joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.